We'll get as far as we can in time. We don't plan on driving the trade one back this trip. I've learned a lot from listening from your experience and completed the trailer around until next time is done, so we don't miss the camping season during the next renovation. Well, that's true. It's nice to have two. I remember when I sold ours, we were down for the year. That's a motivation to keep working on it.
Yeah, it is.
Anyway, thanks, Clifton. Appreciate that. And glad you're enjoying your remodel. This one's from Jay Jennings, a 1963 land yacht. Bought a 1963 Airstream 5 years ago and have been gradually restoring the interior before taking it on a long trip out west early in 2022. I have concerns about the serviceability of the rubber torsion system. This is a 63 land yacht, especially since it's a single axle. Since it's nearly 60 years old and I don't have a travel history of how it was maintained, I'm leaning toward putting on a new axle and suspension system on it. Is this overkill? And can an automotive shop provide a good assessment of an Airstream axle and unique rubber torsion and its unique rubber torsion suspension? Thanks.
No.
I wouldn't think so.
No, and in fact, many Airstream dealers can't even give you a good assessment of it, including any trailer place. But you can do a good assessment if you know what you're doing. But basically, if it's 1963, you can assume you need it anyway.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's kind of like you realize it's got rubber rods inside the axle tube. I'm pretty sure it's not running on 1963 tires. And, you know, when I mention that, people are like, well, absolutely not. Who would be crazy enough to run on tires from 1963?
That's right.
Well, so same goes. I mean, rubber technology's changed over the years. The thing's, it's sagged out. You know, and that's just what they do.
Right.
Great suspension system, but it's sagged out.
Yeah. You know, and the worst thing it's going to do, you know, it's going to bottom out and bang around your trailer while you're towing. All your interior hard work is might not be in the same place when you stop.
Well, not only that, all your stuff isn't. We've got a 75 Globetrotter in at the moment. And, you know, it's got a rotted out back end, typical stuff, but the frame is actually broken right behind the curbside wheel. Wow. Now, in fairness, part of that's due to rust as well, but the axle sagged out on it, and you know, we've seen fatigue cracks on them more than once in the main rails, directly behind the right behind the axle. So
yeah.
You know, when they're sagged out, you got no suspension travel, or it's very, very limited. You know, typically it's about an inch or so, and it just beats the crap out of the trailer and everything in it.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and honestly, they're not that expensive in the scheme of things.
No, compared to what you're putting into the trailer, it's kind of ridiculous not to do it. But some people just swear, like, absolutely, I'm not doing it. It's all hype, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and the other thing, too, if you buy a complete axle, you won't have 1963 brakes either.
No. Or not only that, what's also interesting is that the brakes is one thing, the magnets and stuff are another. But the bearings, although, you know, you can get new bearings for pretty much anything at a bearing supply place. But, you know, with a modern axle, you can get new bearings at your Napa store. You don't have to go to a specialty bearing place and potentially have to order them.
Right, right.
And that's the last thing you want to do on a trip.
So, you know, you probably know by now, Colin is the vintage axle retailer, you know, premier
retailer. National distributor national for distributor. Industrial Axle, which is a subsidiary of Dexter. So basically go. They're all Dexter axles.
So when I did my trailer, I worked with Dexter directly to get mine. This was before Colin was doing it. And